And now we've had basically three kinds of clinical trials reported testing them. We've had trials where the aromatase inhibitor has been compared directly to tamoxifen, that is, given instead of 5 years of tamoxifen. We've had trials where all patients took tamoxifen for a few years and then switched to the new aromatase inhibitor or remained on tamoxifen, still in all only getting 5 years of treatment. And then we have the so-called extended trial, MA17 from Canada, where patients finished a standard course of tamoxifen and then stopped all therapy, which would be standard, or added a second 5 years of treatment using letrozole. And I think there's a very consistent message across these trials that A, the drugs are safe, that they have some subjective toxicities in terms of aches and pains, frankly, and a little bit of bone mineral density loss, but somewhat less of that than people have been concerned about, actually. And they don't appear to have some of the significant life-threatening toxicities of tamoxifen, like deep vein thrombosis and uterine cancer. And I think the final thing is that for these trials, the message is very consistent. In every one of these trials, you can basically close your eyes and consistently see that once you use the aromatase inhibitor, patients do a little bit better than without. The important caveat is these trials are really limited to truly menopausal women and only, of course, to ER-positive disease.
And it's interesting, as we've done these patterns of care studies over the last few years, because I guess the first data that came out looking at this question of upfront use of aromatase inhibitors was at the end of 2001 with the ATAC study showing that there were fewer recurrences with anastrozole compared to tamoxifen. And, you know, initially in the first year or two after that, and there was some other data that started to come out, not everybody sort of jumped on board, and I think maybe about a third of oncologists were using aromatase inhibitors initially. And now it looks like certainly for the average patient, it's the vast majority of oncologists in practice are starting an aromatase inhibitor, and also almost all of the clinical investigators, although a few will use tamoxifen for a couple years in node-negative patients. Is that kind of your take on where we're at with this?
I think so. I mean, there does remain a theoretical potential advantage for tamoxifen in some patients, and people are looking at that and waiting for one of the unreported randomized trials right now. And so I think that there is an argument to be made for starting tamoxifen, but I actually think personally that there's a stronger current argument for starting with the aromatase inhibitors.